Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Monash Mehta, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department.
Coronavirus disease 2019, or COVID-19, has spread quickly throughout the world, and Cochrane is producing reviews to help decision makers respond to the pandemic. In April 2020, we published the rapid review of the effects of using ash for cleaning hands when soap and water are not available. In this podcast, Lars Jorgensen from the Nordic Cochrane Centre spoke to his colleague there, Asger Paludan-Müller, about the review.
So, Asger, you and your group have done this systematic review of ash for cleaning hands. Can you tell us a little about why you did this?
Yeah, well, as we all know, proper hand hygiene is one of the most important measures for preventing the spread of infectious diseases, COVID-19 included.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, about 40% of the world's population don't have access to soap and running water, so low-cost alternatives are badly needed.
Hmm.
Ash is used in some parts of the world and has been recommended by several non-governmental organizations, but we were not aware of any systematic review of its potential benefits and harms.
I see. So a systematic review was needed. Which types of studies did you plan to include?
Well, even before we started conducting our searches, we expected there would be few or no randomized trials. So we decided to also look for observational studies, such as cohort studies, case control studies, even controlled before after studies.
Mm-hmm.
We were mainly interested in studies examining clinically relevant outcomes, such as bacterial or viral infections, hospital and admissions and harms, and studies that examine different ways of cleaning hands.
Okay, that makes sense. So were you able to identify any relevant studies?
Yeah, our search yielded 58 unique records. Overall, we ended up including 14 studies described in 19 articles, with 5 non-randomized trials, 4 cross-sectional studies, 3 prospective cohort studies, and 1 case control study. And then we also identified 1 randomized trial.
Okay, so it sounds like you had quite a lot of data to work with.
Unfortunately, no. Even though we found many studies, most of them didn't really differentiate between the effects of ash and soap, and we didn't find any studies which directly examined any of our pre-specified outcomes.
Hmm.
We did find 2 observational studies that looked at infections, but not confirmed diagnosis, like with either lab tests or clinically confirmed diagnosis.
Okay.
One of them looked at clinically made diagnosis of diarrhea, but diarrhea can be caused by many other things than bacteria or virus.
Mm-hmm.
The other looked at self-reported symptoms of reproductive tract infection, but again, such symptoms could be caused by other stuff than just bacterial and viral infections.
Mm-hmm.
We did identify 4 studies that took a bacterial count after hand washing using different materials. But as this is a surrogate outcome, it's not clear how clinically relevant it is. Finally, we judged all the included studies at high risk of bias.
Well, that's clearly disappointing. So how would you sum up your review, and where can people find it?
Well, based on the few trials, the surrogate outcomes, and the high risk of bias, we're not able to make any firm conclusions about the benefits or the harms of hand cleaning using ash. We need large randomized trials with clinically relevant outcomes to see if ash is really a useful alternative to soap and water. It's very important that people are aware of this, and I'm very pleased that this review is freely available online. If people go to cochranelibrary.com and type in a simple search for ash and hand cleaning, they'll find it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Asger. I think that was all for me.
Thank you.